Today we're going to talk about crime stats, some incidents coming out of the DOJ letter on racial profiling. We're going to talk about the Morales case, if you're interested in that. We'll also have an opportunity to talk about the babies found in the Westlake District that Juvenile Division is handling. And then we're going to have the Jindo dogs. I know you're all here for the Jindo dogs, but please bear with me. Crime statistics. So, let me give you our speakers so you have their names. I apologize. I'll be the primary speaker. Captain John Encontro is here. He'll talk about the Jindo dogs. Lieutenant Bobby Arcos from our K-9 platoon is also here. Doug Roller, our chief trainer, is here. And Captain Fabio Lizarraga and Hector Madrigal from Juvenile Division are here. And they'll talk about the babies. This will be our ninth year of crime reduction in the city of Los Angeles. As of today, total violent crime is down in the city of Los Angeles 11.5%. Homicide is down 10.9%. All forms of violent crime are down, and incredibly, all forms of property crime are down. Our total crime reduction, all Part 1 crimes, is 7.2% reduction. What does that mean? That's 7,500 fewer crimes occurred in the city of Los Angeles this year than last. And so far, we're on track to have under 300 homicides. If we have under 300 homicides in the city of Los Angeles, it will be the first time since the 60s. Gang crime is also down in the city of Los Angeles for a total of 11.5%. I also today want to give you a brief update on our progress on the investigation of the Rampart officer-involved shooting. The investigation of the shooting is in its final stages. The department's administrative review process will begin about mid-December. It's my expectation that I will give the results of my administrative review to the police commission mid-January, and that's at that time they'll be able to make their conclusion. This is some of the progress that's been made on the investigation. Four separate complete witness canvases of the neighborhood have been done. This has resulted in the interview of 32 witnesses to the event. 9 were LAPD personnel, 6 were fire department personnel, and 17 were independent civilian witnesses. The significant majority of the civilian witnesses' interview confirmed the officer's version of events. Evidence taken and tested that has not been reported on includes DNA taken from the knife blade. That DNA matched the suspect's DNA. DNA taken from the knife handle, maybe the suspect's, we cannot exclude him, it's consistent. As was reported by the coroner, but now I think this is the first time that we've officially reported it, the suspect's femoral blood alcohol at the time of death was approximately 0.30. We still ask the public's help though. And there are three individuals that have not been interviewed that we are very desirous of talking to. One is a female Hispanic who had a small child and was standing on the corner of 6th and Union immediately prior to the officer-involved shooting. The second is a male Hispanic, also with a child, who stepped out into 6th Street to advise the bicycle officers that there was a suspect threatening a female with a knife at 6th and Union. And lastly, a female Hispanic who provided assistance to another female Hispanic that was being threatened by the suspect at the corner of 6th and Union immediately prior to the OIS. Besides the investigation, significant community outreach has occurred from Rampart area and from Central Bureau in which this occurred. A captain's table has been formed with leaders from the Guatemalan Mayan community as the primary members of that table. This meeting has been facilitated with the help of the City's Human Relations Commission and Captain Steve Ruiz of Rampart area. They meet biweekly. And to date, I've had 4 very productive meetings. Subcommittees have been formed to address such topics as crime, laws, and community outreach concerns. The next step with this is to put together a list of indigenous volunteers to work out of Rampart Station to assist with translations. They will be provided a bulletin board to post information. Besides this captain's table that focuses on the indigenous folks in Rampart area, nearly 20 other community meetings have been conducted to provide information relative to this OIS. One of the relevant topics at this particular point is DOJ's letter to the police department relative to biased policing investigations. First and foremost, I want to make clear, as I have from the first day that I took this office, that constitutional policing is and will be the way that Los Angeles police officers conduct day-to-day business. This is not only a goal of my administration, it is the number one goal. You can never break the law to enforce the law. Doing police work the right way is the way the LAPD will do it. In order to do this, early on in my tenure, I established a specialized unit to focus on biased policing investigations. This is called the Constitutional Policing Unit, and they handle only biased policing investigations. I think it's important to note that none of the investigations referred to in the DOJ letter were handled by this unit. All of those investigations, as reviewed, predated the existence of this unit. We have a systematic method for investigating biased policing complaints. A number of level of reviews exist, including the Commanding Officer of Internal Affairs. Contacts that result in an allegation of biased policing are difficult to evaluate. This is due to the subjectivity that is required to get in an officer's mind to see why a stop was made. But I think it's important to put it in perspective. In 2009, we had 219 allegations of biased policing. Now, allegations of biased policing primarily come out of enforcement-related law enforcement contacts. That's arrests, that's vehicle impounds, and that's citations. So that universe resulted in 219 allegations. Last year, in 2009, we arrested over 194,000 people. We wrote over 581,000 traffic citations, and we impounded 75,000 vehicles. If you do the math, that means out of those law enforcement contacts, over 800,000 of them, which resulted in significant enforcement, 219 people complained of biased policing. That's one out of 4,000. But the most important way to confront biased policing is through education. A huge component of what this department is doing and will continue to do relative to biased policing is in our selection of personnel, it's our training of personnel, and it's in our discipline of personnel. We concentrate on these. These are some of the most thorough investigations that we do, and there's a reason for that. That is to make sure that the men and women of this police department understand how important this is and how seriously I take it. The last general topic that I'm going to talk about is the case of former LAPD Officer Morales. Officer Morales, as you all know, resigned while facing discipline for releasing information relative to a homicide investigation. What he did violated a public trust. What he did goes to the core of why I'm a law enforcement officer and why the other 9,899 Los Angeles police officers hold their duties. It's public trust. He violated the public trust, and he put people at risk. We will vigorously prosecute former Officer Morales, and we will ensure that the remainder of the department understands the importance of this issue. A number of steps are taken to ensure that people do not abuse their authority as Los Angeles police officers. Officer Morales' actions were revealed by one of those steps, the concurrence of investigations, criminal and administrative. It's been my consistent message, and it continues to be that cops count, character counts, do the right thing, and you can be the difference. And that is what Officer Morales violated. So, now to the real reason you're all here. We're going to, first, I'll open it up for questions. And then we'll bring the dogs out. We're going to have a demonstration. If you have questions about the Rampart case with the mummified babies, I have the juvenile division CO and detective. So with that, I'll open up for questions. No questions. You really are all here for the dogs, aren't you? You guys are killing me. All right. Very good.
We still respect the change.
I know you do. I know you all love me anyway. Come on, Bobby.